Good morning. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Italgo Results as of September 30, 2014 conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Ruggero Gambini, CFO of Italgo. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good morning. We published yesterday the results of the third quarter 2014. Usually, third quarter, along with the first quarter of each year, do not represent periods significant in terms of representation vis-à-vis the 12-month period, so vis-à-vis the whole year sales. Nevertheless, this year, 2014, we experimented a seasonal dispersion of our sales, which was somehow different versus than previous years. In particular, we had one first and one third quarter particularly rich in terms of revenues, in particular versus 2013, with a significant ordinary second quarter. This difference in the dispersion, in the manifestation of the revenues in the single quarters, depended by the manifestation in the single months of two elements which characterized our sales in the first nine months of this year. Namely, first of all, the recovery that we already anticipated to the market, and in which we believe very much of the lost sales last year due to the carried over effect of 2012 drought on one side. On the other side, by the beginning of the distribution cooperation with the new partner, Gawar, in the important markets of United States and Italy. These two elements contributed to a significant growth in sales, because the interim sales as of September 30th grew by 20%. In spite of a performance of our sales in Brazil during these first months of 2014, which was definitely below what we did last year. This was already incorporated in our business plan. If we consider that fourth quarter of each year is mainly represented by sales in Brazil, it is easily understandable why we decided to anticipate that the level of sales for the fourth quarter are expected below 2014. I anticipate here a conclusion to which we arrive when we will talk about the perspective for the whole 2014, by saying that in any case, we forecast a total level of sales for the 12-month period, which is aligned to the business plan once, as far as the agrochemical sales are concerned. I make reference to the document of the presentation, which we rendered available yesterday and that we sent to our mailing list. Making reference to slides four and five, it is still possible to appreciate the important international profile of Isagro, based on the fact that domestic sales accounted for about one-fifth of the total turnover of the nine-month period. Including other European countries, Europe itself contributed less than 50%. The Americas, so jointly considering North and South America, accounted for about one-fourth of total sales with a different composition based on what I anticipated before. Because last year, most of our sales in the Americas during the first nine months were represented by sales in Brazil due to the fact, like we already represented, that last year, our former distributor in the U.S., Valent, did not proceed with purchases during the year due to the fact that on one side, they had a significant level of stock due to the drought of the previous period. and on the other side by the fact that we announced our intention to change our distribution channel. This year, we have a different situation because most of our sales in the Americas were represented by sales in the United States when we started again selling, and on the other side by lower sales in Brazil. As far as the P&L is concerned, it is clearly notable that the effect of the operating leverage on our financials. We already explained this aspect of Sagro many times before. Our labor cost and overhead really represent fixed cost, meaning with this level of cost, we were able years ago to manage a turnover above 200 million euro, which is the target we want to achieve by the end of our business plan period. And also in this case, starting from the 1 million EBITDA of 2014, of September 2014, which was a level which was definitely inadequate, we already declared this. It was due to really contingent motivations and temporary motivations, like the drought, passed to about 8 million euro. So it was multiplied by 8 times. Going down to the result before taxes, which benefited also of lower depreciation due to the divestment we made in the last quarter of last year of our molecule on one side, and based on lower financial charges due to a reduction in the cost of debt and in the stock of debt after the capital increase of May this year, we also had lower financial charges, leading to, all in all, a result before taxes, which passed from the huge loss of 10 million last year to this very close to break-even situation of -1 million this year. As far as the financial situation is concerned, and I'm making reference to slide 6, we achieved a net financial position at debt lower than 30 million at September this year versus a value of about 65 million as of September end last year, and also compared with about 55 million of net financial position at debt at year-end at 2013 end. This is a very important achievement, and this is the arrival point of a process we started in 2011, when our net financial position in January that year was of about 150 million euro debt, deconsolidating some 40 million euro because we had participation at 50%. So we passed in this 4-year period from about roughly 200 million euro debt to a financial position mostly backing fixed assets to a net financial position below 30 million and definitely entirely backed by trade receivables. So really a really sound financial situation as of today. This is a point of arrival I was mentioning, but it is also a new point of start as we clearly stated in occasion of the presentation of our business plan 2014-2018. This is not just, let me say, a technical detail. In our point of view, in our perspective, this is a substantial point because we based our business plan on this new sound financial situation, thanks to which we were able to go on investing this year, in particular for the new molecule SDHI, and we'll have occasion later on to give a few words about the last field trials we finalized on this new molecule, within a picture of a 2-year period, 2014-2015, in which the cash flows generated by the ordinary business were and will be not able to fully cover our investments in R&D, which will be financed by the proceeds from the capital increase, but leading to, driving to a 3-year period 2016-2018 where we still are targeting, have the objective to achieve and to go beyond a level of turnover of 200 million euro, which was nothing new for us, which was exactly the same level of turnover we had in the good years, 2004-2005, when the company used to achieve net results below 10 million, above 10 million euro. As far as the P&L and the financials of our operating companies, the main operating companies are concerned, we confirm what we already saw in the previous meetings. In particular, that 100% or almost 100% of the investments are directly made by the holding company, the parent company Isagro SPA, which, by the way, also concentrate almost the totality of our financial debts. While on a parallel basis, all the operating companies present important profits, like the case of our Isagro Asia, or at least a break-even situation like our Isagro Colombia, our small Isagro Colombia, because for the one who follow the situation in South America, the Colombian market was affected by a number of problems. In spite of that, the company break-even. As far as the financial situation of the control company, and I'm making reference to slide 8 of the presentation we rendered available yesterday, we can see that while Isagro SPA still has a debt of 30 million euro, Isagro Asia has cash for more than 4.5 million euro. The only operating company still having a little debt, small debt, is our control company, Isagro USA, because there was an important growth in sales in the first nine months of this year with a parallel increase in the net working capital. Nevertheless, the local debts of our USA are still below the trade receivables. Then we found interesting, after having presented in May our business plan, to, let me say, set the point of the status of the achievement of our business plan. The business plan was based on a number of actions for the development, the commercial development of Isagro. These actions are being implemented. In particular, as far as the investments in R&D are concerned, we invested more than 2014 this year, in line with our estimates. I'm making reference to page 9 of the presentation. We obtained about 30 new registrations, which are very important because on the basis of registration we can perform sales in different segments. A segment for us is the combination between a country, a crop and a disease. We went on reinforcing our marketing and sales team, which was a process started in the second part of 2011. And based on that, we really had the chance to intensify our field activity with our clients and distributors. As far as the licensing policy is concerned, we know that last year we added to our business lines this new let me say business line, which is licensing, to which it is also associated con the possibility of signing also contract of supply. We are negotiating so far, in particular with one partner, with which we estimate to finalize an agreement by the end of this year. Among the main events of the year, after the capital increase and the business plan, the two items which were already presented adequately, I think, during the last presentation in occasion of the 6 months financials, I would drive your attention to what we included in slide 11 of the presentation. On the left of this slide, we reported our controlling structure before the operation of capital increase, and on the right we draw the financial structure which was already resolved by the single assemblies of all the companies reported in the scheme on the left. So by year end, possibly during the first half of December, the controlling structure of Isagro will be simplified as we reported. So just one holding company, which is BASGES, which will be the house of the two shareholders, the controlling party, which is PM, and the new industrial partner, which is GAMA. We know that this this achievement, which was the last of the third of the three achievements we wanted to pursue during the operation of capital increase, was particularly important for a number of investors. As far as our forecast for the whole 2014, based on what I already anticipated regarding Brazil, we can confirm as of today the level of total sales we included in the business plan for this current year of around €144 million, and thus marking an increase of 10% versus the level of 2013. As far as the revenues from licensing are concerned, we are estimating in this moment to the possibility of achieving a contract of €2 million by this year end, versus the €8 million that we included in the business plan. The good news is given by the fact that we definitely confirm the total plafond of €13 million that we intend and that we have clear evidence we will be able to achieve, and even to go beyond this level all over the five-year period, or better to say now, the four-year period 2015-2018. Based on that, based on the consequences of that, of the EBITDA, we can forecast as of today a year-end result before taxes, which is substantial and not far from a break-even. Just as a sort of conclusion, we know that I'd like to spend just a few words on the stock market prices as far as the Isagro shares are concerned. We know that the market is always right, but it is our precise duty and obligation after we finalize the capital increase in May, emitting a new category of shares, the growth shares, at the same price of the ordinary shares for a number of reasons, technical reasons. Since we are experimenting in the market a discount of about 20 to 22, 25% of our growth shares versus the ordinary shares, we understand that the market maybe did not like other categories of special shares, like the so-called saving shares. But in this case, there is really no economic reason, in our view, and also in the view of our consultants, to have such a discount. Why? Because growth shares, it is really worth to underline this point, can be issued only by companies already having a controlling party, meaning a company like in the case of Isagro holding more than 50% of the voting rights. What does this mean? This means that we already experimented it from 2003 when we got public, when we performed our IPO. No minority investors come to our general meeting because they know that there is a partner, a party holding more than 50% of the shares. The important thing for an investor who decides to invest into a small cap having a controlling subject is because he believes or she believes in the financial, economic and financial potential of such a company. This is the case of Isagro. Growth shares for a minority shareholder should have at least the same value of ordinary shares. Why? Because in terms of economic financial profitability, when a dividend is resolved upon for the ordinary shares, the growth shares bear an extra dividend of 20%. first point. Second point, because in case there is any kind of compulsory public offer on the ordinary shares, namely when there is a change of control, or in our case when the controlling party goes below 50%, automatically, with no exercise of any option right, automatically by the bylaws, all growth shares are automatically converted into ordinary shares. Thus, for an investor holding, a minority investor holding a participation in Isagro, holding growth shares is really equivalent of holding ordinary shares. This is a matter of relative terms, of course, as far as the difference between growth shares and ordinary shares are concerned. We are sure that this gap will be narrowed immediately soon after we pay, we return to a dividend policy, and we hope to do that based on the results of next year, as we anticipated in the business plan. But then there is also, let me say, a result of absolute terms of our shares. Once again, the market is always right. I would like only to present to your attention that page 16 of the presentation, the current market value are below our, significantly below the simple book value, and that the single book value is significantly lower, and I can responsibly declare that, we already did in past presentations, of, let me say, the net asset value of our fixed assets. If you take a look at the slide, just considering one third of the total fixed capital, this one third is represented by two molecules, tetraconazole and copper products. They account for roughly 30 million euro of book value, bearing a level of annual sales of around 80 million euro. Well, all the evidence from the market are that in case of divestment of molecules, patented or off-patented, but in any case divestment of proprietary molecules, the relevant price is a function of their annual sales, or better to say, a multiple of their annual sales. Make to you an example, just relevant to Isagro. When we divested our dimethoate, which was a product which was launched in the years 50s, it was sold at about two times its annual turnover. When last year we divested our two products, valifenylate and ortosulfamono, we divested them at a price which was 10 times their turnover, their annual turnover. If you take a look at the public data referring to other companies who performed similar deals, the numbers are the same. So you can even apply a multiple of one, of two. If you apply a multiple of one, you simply recover the book value. The book value is 2.5, around 2.5 per share. You notice already that there is an important gap, even considering only the book value versus the current stock prices. Then we know, we are aware of that, there is a problem, that we must transfer this embedded value in our assets to our P&L and cash flows. This is exactly what the business plan says. As far as the implementation of the business plan is concerned, and this is the last point I'd like to draw to your attention, we are really proceeding towards the numbers that we anticipated. We already said that 2014, 2015 were not important years. We said that the capital increase, the objective of the capital increase was exactly to find money to finance the gap between the level of investments that were required in 2014, 2015 and the level of cash flow generated by the business. But for the objective to get to the 3-year period 2016-2018, all is marching towards that direction. Thank you.
Excuse- Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. We kindly ask you to use handsets when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. That is star and one. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. Mr. Gambini, there are no questions registered at this time.
Thank you very much indeed, and have a good Friday and weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining. The conference is now over. You may disconnect your telephones. Thank you.